And you could hear them
hogs, or you can hear some fellas calling a hog for a mile, I guess. And them women, you could hear them women calling at the cows, too.
Mm-hmm.
And leading along the
Well, what about calling a calf? How would they call a calf?
Well, a calf, they'd shakaf, 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 shakaf.
What about sheep? You said you had some sheep.
Yeah.
How did they call them?
They, cushy, 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 cushy. Yeah. And they could do that pretty loud, too.
Mm-hmm.
They could call them sheep pretty loud, all right. And they'll come. They can hear you. Sheep will come.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they'll
yeah,
come?
Yeah, they'll just come a loping.
Well, now, what about horses if people wanted to get them in from the pasture?
Well, you go out the pasture while you holler at them and call them by name. They didn't have a particular pet. They holler, come here, days, or whatever the name was, holler at them that they could hear you. And they'll mostly come, all right, for you. But they were in pastures. Their horses didn't run out much, and they didn't have to holler as loud after them as they did the cattle or the hogs that they run outside.
Well, now, what about if you were plowing? How would you get your mules to go left or right?
G to right,
mm-hmm.
And haul to left.
Mm-hmm.
You holler, and if they're a trained horse or a mule, you say haul, and he'll come to your left. And to the right, and you holler G, he'll go to the right. Just lays over in there from again the row or whatever you want to do, and you could just turn him plumb on around. If you just keep hollering that at him, you're just going on around.
Yeah. What about if you wanted him to start up? You'd say,
get up, come up, get up.
And what about to stop?
Whoa.
And then what about to back up?
Back up here. Oh, back up. Yeah, back up. Yeah, back up, you'll say. Yeah, back up.
Well, you just know everything. Well, what about if people wanted to call chickens at feeding time?
You know, chicken, 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 chicken.
And if you wanted to get the horses ready to go someplace, you'd say, well, I've got to go out and
harness or saddle, whichever you're going to do, If you're going in a wagon or a buggy or a hack, you'd say harness. And if you're going to ride the horse, you'd say saddle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if you were plowing, what would you call the thing that you hold in your hands to guide the
lines.
And if you were riding on horseback, then you call the things you hold in your hands
bridle reins.
And then if a man was riding, they'd put their feet into the part of a saddle, you know, that you, I don't guess if you rode, women wouldn't have that, I guess if they rode
cattle. Yeah, they had a stirrup.
One stirrup. One stirrup. When a man had two stirrups.
Mm-hmm.
That saddle had a horn here on the side.
And this leg here.
You throwed that leg up over there.
That horn. That's what held them on. But I never could see how they could set up that like that.
It doesn't seem like they could.
But they did. And another thing now, nearly everybody had a up block, they called it.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a woman could get on her horse. They took this block and cut a tree down, say 2 foot two, and they'll be about 3 feet long, and they set up here on the ground here. We're in the soil in halfway here, and bust out half of it, where she can step up down to there, and then next step, she steps up on top of that. Well, the horse, she leaves that horse right up here beside it, and she can put that foot in that stirrup and just set right over there on it. And it's pretty hard for a woman to get on a horse that doesn't have some worse to step up on, all right. Now, for a man, all he need to do is just put his foot in the stirrup, get hold of the saddle, and up he goes. And,
let me ask you one more thing, as long as while we're on horses. Now, if you had two horses on a wagon, would you have the one on the left and the one on the right, would they have different names for those? Would they call one of them the something horse?
Yeah, one of them's called the lead horse and the other the off horse. Off horse.
Oh,
yeah. Some could say the G horse or the right, but they're known by whichever side is on. Put the horse on the left, the off side, you see.
Now, if you plowed with two mules, what would you call the one that walks in the furrow?
That's he's the mule in the fur, I guess they got mule in the fur.
Mm-hmm.
But he's usually the one on the right.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd usually be the one on
the
right.
In the most of plows, if you have a few plows, it'd be the other way around. But, okay.
Well, I'm just wondering,